Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soho Theatre and to Mr. Game Show. Please welcome to the stage your host of Mr. Game Show. It's Mike Wozniak. It's Mr. Game Show. Hello. Welcome. Welcome. Nice to see you. Nice to see you too, is what I was fishing for there. I would quite like to take the sort of catchphrase thing back to sort of just the ones that make sense. If that, I mean, are you up for that? There's a movement. Should we try that again? Nice to see you. Rousing stuff. Well, welcome. Welcome to Mr. Game Show. This is a game show in podcast form, which I believe is a world first, as far as I know. I haven't checked. I'm not going to. We're just going to do it anyway. We've got a couple of very exciting guests for you tonight, but before we do that, shall we meet my spectacular co-host, ladies and gentlemen? It's Diane Morgan.
Music! Where's my music?
Try and stay calm, Diane.
Thank you.
Tits and teeth. That's it. Big smiles, Diane. That's it. It's probably enough of the intro music. Thank you. Diane, how wonderful you've made, for the listeners at home, just so they are aware, you've gone to extra special lengths tonight, yeah. Haven't you? I mean, yeah. It's not just the usual robe, there's matching shoes,
yeah.
Headdress, I mean...
Give the public what they want. Take them out of their little shitty little awful lives.
All right.
For just an hour.
Thank you, Diane. That'll probably do. Why don't you bring to the stage our spectacular celebrity guests, please?
Okay, our first guest tonight is Ellis James. Welshman Ellis James is Harry Secombe's cousin. Ellis is best known for levitating out of his seat on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue.
Okay.
Our next guest tonight is John Robbins. Come out, John.
We could probably stop the music. I mean, it's a very short distance from the side of the stage to his chair. We probably really can. Thank you.
John Robbins has been attempting to make people laugh since 2005. He is a generic white male middle-class stand-up comedian.
Okay, thank you, Diane. sorry. All ready, Diane? Okay.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, if it's a frothy tinny, don't blow it on the guests. Welcome to Mr. Game Show. Lovely. I mean, it's time for our first little chatty-based round. We're going to get to know our guests a little bit better and find out what's on their bucket list.
What's on your bucket list?
Skydive or swim with dolphins, naked dolphins.
Quit your job and travel.
Then get the squids around the world.
What's on your bucket list?
What's on your bucket list?
Learn French, ride a man, feed a bat.
Normally we would just simply ask you what is on your bucket list, but I think, as you're such a sort of team, such a well-entrenched team, perhaps we'll throw it around. I mean,
what,
John,
would we like to do together?
Ooh, I mean, I wasn't going to ask that. That's better than what I had planned, so let's, let's just do that.
Bit more voiceover work?
Yes. I would like John's voiceover talents to be recognised. Because I have a niche, you see.
You've got range, though, haven't you?
Yes.
I got Ellis signed with a voiceover agent that signed me. Mm-hmm. And since then, he has been flooded with work and I have not. Because he can be a Welsh man.
He can be a Welsh man, but he can also be a sort of very aggressive Northern Irish man.
Too fucking redneck!
Very easy to provoke that response.
I've got wrench!
Yeah.
So I'm
and that shifts the units, doesn't it, that voice, yeah, whatever you're selling.
Ties are us!
Whereas my...
Mother care!
Whereas... my Jamaican accent tends to have the opposite effect.
It tends to rile people, doesn't
in auditions,
it? I'm not
going to
ask you to do that now. No, no. It will just, it works people up. Yeah. But where did you grow up?
Bristol.
Exactly, yeah.
But you don't have a proper ooh or...
Well, that's not a Bristol accent, is it?
All right.
Well, there we go.
That's the accent that every single actor has in Hot Fuzz.
Yes, yes. Well, what is a proper Bristol accent then? Other than your own, obviously. Justin Lee Collins is from Bristol. He's from Thornbury, isn't he?
No, he's not from... I don't think he's from Thornbury. He's not from Bristol. You'd have thought I would have sort of capitalised from his stars looming into... What's the opposite of the ascendancy?
Yeah, bad.
Bad.
Uh-oh.
Bad. But his bad.
What was that?
I just stood on the alarm.
Do you want us to shut up, Diane? Is everything all right?
No, I was really enjoying the story about Bristol.
Thanks.
Our guests, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps it's time to see then if Diane's prizes reflect in any way, shape or form your mutual bucket list dreams. Diane, what are the prizes this week? You have to talk us through it, Diane. It's a podcast.
It's a briefcase full of sherbet dib dabs.
I love sherbet dib dabs.
That's lucky, isn't it?
But it wasn't.
Sort of the sort of more youthful version of what got Justin Lee Collins into so much trouble.
Jeez. Like the budget.
I'm guessing. I don't know for a fact. I'm sure he's fine.
One of the things he did was he forced his girlfriend to sleep facing him.
Yes, phew.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Cool.
I mean,
that could have gone really dark.
Yes, it could have done, but it didn't. Yeah, I mean, when she woke up, she had to be facing him. And if they sat on a park bench, I think she had to stare at him constantly and not be sort of distracted by autumnal leaves or a nice view.
Should I say it was alleged?
This is not normal.
Alleged.
Should I say this was alleged? Just to cover our backs.
No, because I read that in
we
closer.
We can add that in post. So
you read it in closer.
Yes.
Well, let's move on to the first question round then, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? Let's get things going. I believe our first round of the night will be Captain Knowledge.
Hi, Captain Knowledge.
Do you know facts to the level of a captain? Can you tell a vicar from a Royal Navy chaplain? Are you the colonel of facts or the sergeant of fools? This round is super tricky if you went to homeschool.
Captain Knowledge. No one should be educated exclusively by their parents. Who will be Captain Knowledge?
Too long.
It's about... It's just about right. says everything you need to know. It's Captain Knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, but this is a podcast, and before we get syndicated and go worldwide as a TV show, we have had to make a few savings, and we've had to make savings on buzzers. So tonight, you will be the buzzers, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to split our audience in the studio down the middle. This side will be Team Ellis, this side will be Team John. Basically, you can choose either if you have a noise that you'd like them to...
Oh, yeah.
Replicate, or perhaps you want to sort of engage audience hive brain and see what noise they create for you when you stick an arm up, Ellis,
well,
first.
Unless you've got a better version, I would have a, ooh.
Let's hear that when you stick your arm up, please.
No, no. Ooh. No, no. It's got to be the, ooh. Yes, that's more like
lovely.
It. Yeah, I can work with that.
Happy with that, John? If you sort your buzzer out,
I feel I need to go for something slightly firmer.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we go for yes, please?
No.
Hang on, that was confused by
a rogue
cad,
element in the crowd.
Some kind of renegade in the audience. Could we have them ejected?
Yeah, consider it done.
Thank you. So, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Very crisp. Very crisp. Right, well, let's move on. You can choose, category-wise, you can choose between the following categories of Welsh, the history of Wales, or the history of Wales in Welsh. Any preference from either side of the table?
It's worth pointing out that for me and Ellis's radio show, we have a little quiz, and for the last 3 weeks, I've been researching... the Welsh language to test Ellis on, so I'm pretty well boned on this.
So you'd like to choose Welsh language or the history of Wales?
The history of Wales in Welsh.
Yes.
No, hang on, no, just the Welsh one.
The Welsh one? Are you sure you wouldn't prefer the history of Wales? Just because I do have some questions on that.
Okay, yeah, history. I thought they were all the same titles. That's, of the same thing.
No, I'm probably going to sort of trim a bit of this in post, so it sounds...
In pod post. Okay, I'll have the history of Wales,
the
please.
The history of Wales. Okay, get ready. It's going to be fingers on butt arms in the air, whatever it is. You happy with your buzzers?
Yeah.
Crowd's happy. Okay. In what year did the National Assembly for Wales first meet?
Yes,
John?
1999.
Is the right answer.
Guys.
Next question. Where might you find the earliest known inscriptions of the Welsh language? John.
The Cadfan stone.
Is correct. I could give you bonus points if you can tell me where that might be exactly, or roughly how far back they would be.
6th century AD. Yes.
Alice, any movement on that?
I mean, it was the 6th century AD, I think.
Ninth century.
I'm not very good at early history. I'm post-industrial.
Okay. Everyone who knows me knows that. We'll get later.
Just have an update on the scores in the Welsh history round, please?
Diane?
Well, I put my hand up. I knew it was 1999. Mm-hmm. I put my hand up, and I think I've shot myself in the foot because, that intake of breath means that everyone else says, yes, please, in the sort of... Because they're all doing it right, but...
Ellis, I would try not to alienate your buzzer.
Sorry, no, it's my own fault. It's just they're going, but that is being masked by, yes, please, because we both put our arms up at the same time.
Do you want to see if they can add a bit more punch to them?
Okay.
Yes, please.
That's what I want now.
Okay. Give it a test, check your arm.
Thank you, right.
Okay.
Don't fuck this up.
Next question. In 1282, early again, I'm afraid, Ellis, whose death led to the conquests?
Llywelyn ein Llywola. Llywelyn, the last Prince of Wales.
Is the right answer. Okay.
I don't know what that one is.
On the 16th of September, 1400, who instigated the Welsh Revolt against... John.
Owain Gwyndor.
it's Owain Glyndŵr.
I'm going to give John a point because he's giving the Bristolians pronunciation of that contentious name. But Alice, you're clawing it back. You're competitive at least now. Okay. Next question. What I mean, that last question was about the Welsh revolt against Henry IV of England. Next question. What would Ellis probably call the Welsh revolt? John.
The last war of independence.
Indeed.
Oh, I think meant like, what would I call it if I was doing it?
No. I'm happy to...
I thought, how will John know? I haven't thought about that myself.
I'm very happy.
So I thought you were going to give him a point for whatever he came up with because it's such an odd question. So I was trying to think of a sort of, if I had to lead a revolt, it'd be called the revolt, I suppose.
I'm prepared to allow contestants to add their own questions if you want to. If you have an answer for what you would have called it.
No, I mean, I'd call it the last war of independence. I just.
What would you have called it at the time?
At the time?
No, we're on it, yeah. If you've been at the front with your little pipe.
I'd have called it a bloody pain in the arse.
There we go, okay.
Because I've got primitive agrarian techniques to modify.
I'll give you a bonus point for that, certainly. In 1588, who translated the Bible into Welsh for the first time? Ellis.
Eresco William Morgan.
Indeed.
Yes.
Is the right answer.
The Bishop William Morgan in English. I've got a copy in the house.
The Merthyr Rising. This should be right up your street, Ellis. The Merthyr Rising, a landmark in the Welsh trade union movement, happened in which year? John.
1831.
How the fuck
is the right
know that?
Answer?
How
because
do
it's
you
a
know
century
that?
After the Great Reform Act.
Nicely done. I'm simply going to assume that that's correct and try and pretend that I knew that that was correct.
Yeah, but you can't have done that at GCSE.
Did the Great Reform Act.
And then you did. That was involved in the Merthyr Rising.
In context of lesser nations.
Really? That is. We should meet more often.
We should hang out. We should do a radio show together.
Are you ready for the next question?
No, yeah.
That was a mixed message you gave.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but I mean, physically. I mean, for those who are just listening, Ellis, I've never seen more coiled than he is now.
Like a spring.
Which miner present at that rising, the one we were just talking about, the Merthyr Rising, was believed falsely of stabbing a soldier and was hanged 2 months... Ellis.
Dick Penderin.
Indeed. Okay.
There's now a Wetherspoons pub in Merthyr Tydfil named after him. So.
What a way to be remembered. For a bonus point, what was his sister called?
Elizabeth. John,
that is the right answer. Next question.
Has he been prepped?
And who was she married to?
Oh, was she married? Oh, thank you.
That's James.
Was she married to Sioniski Borfawr?
No.
Shit.
It was a preacher, Methodist preacher.
It was a Methodist preacher. Do you have a name?
Morgan something?
Morgan Howells. Very impressive, John. And at the end of that round, sorry to say, it looks like the native Welsh-speaking contestant has been roundly trounced by the Bristolian. It gives me no pleasure. But congratulations, Diane. Where is Diane? Diane has just wandered off. Diane? Go with the scores at the end of that round, please.
The scores are Ellis has 4 points and John has 7.
There we go. Ellis has his head in his hands. It's all right. There's plenty of other rounds that are not Welsh history and unrelated.
Go and get my book, my bag, Diane, and I'll show you what books
please.
I'm reading for fun. Sorry, I've never been so humiliated.
Oh, come on.
Is it this one?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. What's Look at what I'm reading on the tube.
I'd love it if a copy of Razzle.
What is it?
Wales.
What's it say?
This is literally...
It's a history of Wales.
A history of Wales. Literally, that is all it's called.
I'm also, for fun, reading Language and Community in the 19th Century, A Social History of the Welsh Language, with the editor, Geraint H. Jenkins. Just for fun. The fact that John...
You should pay more attention to the mate.
Yes!
An interesting.
That is absolutely mind-blowing.
I mean, he's not just reading it. The bookmark is a series of small notes on tiny paper. Yes. He's taking notes.
Fuck's sake!
Let's have a new round. It's Know Your Enemy. Know your enemy. Know your enemy. Know your enemy. Know your enemy.
Break it down. Break it down. Know Your Enemy is the name of the game. Get quizzed on the other mother sharing the stage. The more you know about their vice and felonies, the more points you get at the expense of your enemy. Do they fake their own death or get convicted for flashing? Do they prefer chips or a mustard mash for their dinner? Want to make them a wreck? Should have tapped the phone, done a background check. Know Your Enemy. Know Your Enemy. This round is Know Your Enemy. Break it down. Break it down.
Too long.
Not too long.
They're too long.
Not too long. A sweet.
Who
people don't
too
know
long?
That I've got MC skills. I'm trying to diversify.
Two people put their hands up.
This is a very special game of Know Your Enemy for this podcast because of obviously our heroes have form. So this is a specially devised round for you entitled Know Your Enemy, brackets, Ellis is missing and John is dead.
That's how it would go.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself and Ellis would go and have a walk.
Each of you will have 1 minute to wax lyrical about your opponent, and you'll be awarded points for facts, exclusive insights, and essence. John, you first. For your account of Ellis, you must imagine you're at a news conference hosted by some PR twat at Radio X, whatever it's called, and you'll describe Ellis to the nation, including those few who don't follow him on Twitter, as well as giving the circumstances of his disappearance. He's been missing for 36 hours. Your emotional plea begins now.
Mr. Ellis James went missing 36 hours ago after having lost a Welsh-based quiz to his nemesis, Mr. John Robbins. He is 5'8", has sort of the appearance of a dishevelled late man. He has unusually large testicles,
yeah.
Which can I believe I can say in his absence once caused semen to jump over a girl's head in a living room. He is known for his stand-up comedy and could be seen reciting one of his three separate routines about incidents that happened in a swimming pool. He's a supporter of Swansea City Football Club and Welsh football, but hates rugby and Welsh rugby. He's from Carmarthen. His mum is a careers advisor. His father was a quantity surveyor.
There we go. Well, John Robbins, ladies and gentlemen. Diane, how many points did John get for that?
One point.
Only one accurate fact in that entire... Extraordinary. Okay. Ellis, you also have 1 minute to wax lyrical about your opponent, as you will be, again, awarded points for facts, exclusive insights, and essence. John is dead. Please deliver his eulogy.
This is actually going to happen one day.
Yeah. Your time starts now.
It's with great sadness that I bring you all here today to discuss the passing of the late, great John Robbins, a man with a 2-1 in medieval English from Oxford Brookes University. one of the Oxford ones. I don't know. I think it was probably Oxford Brookes. A tall man with an affection for sort of pantomime, Led Zeppelin, pomp rock band, Queen. look at his smile, he's so angry. In the coffin, it's very sad. John was loved by some. Not all, and I think he'd be the first to admit that. John obviously suffered from turmoil for most of his voiceover career because, he didn't do very many voiceovers yet. His friend, guilty as charged, did loads because of his incredible range.
I love John like a brother, for instance. Sort of.
Oh, and that's time up. Diane, how many points did Ellis get at the end of that?
4 points.
4 points. 4 points.
He said I was tall, correct, mm-hmm. but not that tall, mm-hmm. and got my place of study wrong. You know.
I don't know. I'm not.
But
really...
I think the vibe got you right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the next round. Diane, do you have another round you wish to do?
We're going to do my round.
We can do your round, or we can move on to. I've actually prepared my rounds quite well.
Guess the weight of the turban.
Christ. Have you done a jingle for it or anything?
We've, yeah, Can you put some music on?
That's not a jingle. That's not a jingle.
Add a bit of drama. Filled a turban with M&Ms. I'm going to weigh it. For you get to guess.
Okay.
Each.
What's it full of?
M&Ms.
M&Ms.
So I want it in kilograms, please.
I would say that is roughly 2.3
kilograms. 2.3
kilograms.
Okay. John, what do you think?
Should point out it is not a religious Hindu. It's not a religious turban. It's a 1920s flappers turban.
No, that's true. That's true. That came as a great relief to everyone in the audience. Also, that it wasn't being worn by anyone.
I'm going. Ellis is notoriously poor at guesstimation.
Is he?
Yes.
Genuinely bad.
So I'm going to say this is 1.7. No, hang on.
2.3 from Ellis and from John.
1.6 kilos.
1.6 kilos. Diane.
Okay.
We are on the edge of our seats.
What's happened to the music?
It's regrettably, it is still there.
It's 2 kilos. Ellis is the winner.
I don't believe it. Can I see that?
Can we have an independent witness? So, what's your name, sir? Simon, would you come up to the stage?
Is that kilos on the outside?
An independent.
I hate the fact
judge
that this
verification.
Bothers me.
Is this working?
He's quibbling with the scoring.
Simon, that is not 2 kilos.
So introduce yourself to the microphone, please, Simon.
Hello, my name's Simon.
And what is the weight of the turban full of M&Ms, please, Simon? Try and sound more interested.
It's about 1.5 kilos. So kilos are on the inside.
Yeah.
That's 5 kilos.
It's win-win for me, because I just don't care.
It's less than one.
Oh, is it?
It's half a kilo.
Sorry, Ellis.
Well, I think Simon was the only person that shone in that, so round of applause for Simon.
I hate that I do stuff like that, but it has to be
accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel similarly about sort of Diane. It's just it's got a lot of empathy. Let's move on to crowd noise.
Crowd makes some noise. The contestants will guess what the noise could be. Crowd makes some noise. Use your mouths or limbs. Don't sit there silently. The noise could be a creature, or a person, or a vehicle, or a thing. If the noise was the noise of a microwave, you might make a noise like ping, ping. Crowd makes some noise like the noise of a sponge or a dog or a wind-up toy. Crowd makes some noise, make some audible noise. Please crowd the roundest crowd noise.
Crowd noise, crowd noise, crowd noise.
Crowd makes some noise.
Too long, isn't it?
Well, maybe the tiny bit at the end you could trim, but yeah, right. So, crowd noise. Our studio audience will be asked to make the noise of a thing. It is then a race for our contestants to guess what the thing is. The audience is not permitted to use words or physical signs, only noise. Ellis and John, you'll have to buzz in for your guesses, which I realise may disrupt the noise making from the audience. But we will just have to live with it. Diane, are you ready to deliver the first...
I'm ready, Mike.
...noise to the audience? And our audience at home will also be told what this is. Are you ready, crowd? Are you ready, contestants?
Yeah.
Fingers on buzzers. Take it away, crowd. What are you thinking?
It's very good.
Keep it up. John.
Is it some form of siren?
I don't know. Diane, is that
no,
close?
No, it isn't.
Is it when the way they change tyres on Formula One cars?
No.
Take it away, crowd. Keep going. John.
Is it an electric toothbrush?
With some sharp intakes of breath.
Is it a manual toothbrush?
No.
There is. Comfortable exhalation.
Someone who wishes they could afford an electric toothbrush with a manual toothbrush. Like in that coffee advert in the 90s.
You pushed your alarm, Diane.
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
Because... We don't want to be here all night, do we?
No. What's the answer, mate?
The answer is Nutribullet.
Oh. Nutribullet.
Oh, and I've got one.
I'm going to give you a...
That's not what a Nutribullet sounds
do
like.
Do any of the audience have a Nutribullet? One person. So I think they did pretty well then in that case. I'm going to give you audience a point. I'm also going to give John a point because electric toothbrush. I mean, there was a motor involved, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Next one. What could this be, I wonder? Ready, contestants? Take it away, crowd. Sounds very similar to... Ellis.
Is it an orbital sonder, but a small one?
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
John? Is it someone at the dentist?
Holy moly! Holy moly! Well done, John. Nice moves. Okay, let's move on to the next
round. Again, that is...
It depends on the quality of the dentist, surely.
Yeah.
And the sort of state you arrive in. Mm. You're quite sweet-toothed.
Yes, and I had a root canal in 2012, and it was the best day of my life.
Why? I remember speaking to you in the run-up to that. It was a bad few weeks, wasn't
it?
Why was it the best day of your life? Just relief of pain?
Just the relief of pain. Mm. Because I'd been stung on the cheek by a bee at around the time that my tooth became infected. So they were looking in the wrong place for what was causing me so much pain. So it was a very, very prolonged affair. But it's all done now.
You went private, didn't you?
That's very against the old
man
trick,
of
isn't
the
it?
Trade union.
I didn't.
This is what we wanted. We wanted them to turn against each other.
I had an NHS dentist down at the castle. I went there. I had to go to the emergency dentist, Denmark Hill, and then I went back to the castle. But I had to pay for it for some reason because it's the NHS.
Because it was private.
No,
little Lord Fauntleroy.
We have. Overrun, and we're way behind what we intended to do. No small part due to I'm not going to say it. You all know. Darren is staring at me, so I'm just going to move on. But we do need a sudden death round, so we're going to have to deploy a panic round, please. Panic! 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 Panic!
Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic! Panic!
Okay. Are you ready with your buzzers?
Oh, yeah.
This is a sudden death question, right? It's a true or false question. Are you ready? Sori am fi yn gyniad. Hefyd, efallai, I coffeithiad, hwn ffod yn llast. Dyma'r cwestiwn. Gyda nhw i gael. Un o'r cwestiwn yn Ellis James. John.
True.
Is the right answer! We have a winner! And John has stolen it at the end! Ladies and gentlemen, an extraordinary finish! How are you feeling, Ellis?
I mean, sometimes you can try too hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Mr. Game Show! Keep it going for the credits! Thank you to our contestants, Alice James and John Robbins, my co-host Anne on sound, Alex Feldman, our producer Bill Porter, our host of O Theatre, Dave, as on the TV channel. I've been Mike Wanting, Mr. Game Show. Call me Mr. Game Show for short. This was Mr. Game Show. Good night!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry? What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell, and dad Alistair Campbell.
slightly sexually compromising position.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.